We've looked at three different people with three different heart attitudes. We've looked at hard-hearted Harry. He just heard it, but didn't let it get into his life. We've looked at the thorny ground person who is shallow, not thorny ground, sort of the rocky ground person, shallow Shane. He has an entranceway which he lets God into, but he doesn't want God to deal with anything else in his life, so it's shallow. When the pressure comes, there's no foundation. We've looked at crowded Craig, who allows the cares and the worries about life, about his pursuit of other things, to crowd in, and it stops God's work being fruitful. Well, I want us to look at the last person here, and let's call them Fruitful Freddy. Fruitful Freddy is somebody who has taken what God has said. Now, please understand, Fruitful Freddy doesn't get to hear a different Bible or a different message. He doesn't get exposed to a different group of people sharing the truth with him than the other three. Everybody gets the same message. It's how they respond. It's how they react. It's their heart, what they're willing to do. This is not about whether you've heard something different to everybody else. It's about how you respond. Fruitful Freddy is the person who hears the message and opens up his life. He says, God, you have access to every part of my life. If I'm going to have you renovate, I'm going to take you through. I'm going to show you the basement. I'm going to show you the attic. I'm going to show you the outside and the inside. I'm going to let you get underneath to where the foundations are. I'm going to let you get into every room. I'm not going to have locked doors. I'm not going to have one room. I'm not going to say, yes, you can have access to my life, but don't touch my room that has my sexuality in it. Don't talk to me about my relationships. Don't talk to me about that. That's locked. No, every room open. Every part of your life, fair game. You say, God, come in. Now, God, as I said, will do it gently and with love, but he will work through your life. He's not going to take over like a tyrant. He is a loving God. He cares for you more than you could ever know. He left heaven to rescue you because he loves you. He rescued you because he wants to clean you and heal you and make you whole. And out of that wholeness, he wants to do something that only Fruitful Freddy gets. And that is a life that is a benefit and a blessing to those around. See, then Freddy takes watch over his life. He ensures that it doesn't get crowded in with other things. He protects it. Protect your life. In the book of Proverbs, there's a verse that says, guard your heart, for out of it spring the issues of life. Watch over your heart. Care for your heart. Protect your heart. Because out of your heart come the springs where life flow. You've got to guard over who you are. You can't just allow anything, any care, any concern, or any aspiration, any desire to take root around you. Because it will squeeze the life of God. So you've got to be able to watch over and protect that which is in your life. So I encourage you that God's plan for you is to use you in a great way, to give you superabundance of help and wholeness, that it so changes you that that help and wholeness flows out to others. God wants your life to become fruitful. He wants to do something in you that so penetrates and affects you that you're able to give life to others, help them, stand with them, pray for them, believe God that their situations are turned around. He wants you to have such a connection with what he has done in your life that it overflows and helps others. This is his plan for you. This is his desire for you. Not just that you produce a bit of fruit, but 30, 60, 100 fold. He says, I want your life to be abundantly fruitful. I want to so change you, says God. I want to so get into your life and clean you up that not only are you benefited, benefited, but you can benefit others. You become life-giving to others. You become a strength to others. So that's my prayer. That's our desire. To see your life become fruitful. To see you changed. To see your heart open. So you're not like hard-hearted Harry. You don't have a life that just hears God but doesn't respond. And not like shallow Shane, where the word of God gets in but not into every part of your life. Not like crowded Craig, where yes, you're following God, but your attention, your heart is so concerned with other things that there's no chance for life and fruitfulness to flow. No, I want you to be bringing 30, 60, 100-fold fruitful, Freddie. I want your life to be fruitful. I want your life to be one of such healing and wholeness that you have much to give. So that's my prayer for you. Why don't you pray? Ask God, make me fruitful with your word as I open my heart, as I let it penetrate deep, as I care for it and make sure that I don't allow other things to crowd in. Let that word change me so that I can be fruitful and be a blessing to others.